And welcome to episode 2 of Sally Talk! Yay!
Today we'll be talking about the inner sentry.
Sailor Mercury! Do something.
Alright, Sailor Mercury first.
Okay, anyways, then we'll be doing Sailor Mars, Sailor Jupiter, Sailor Venus, and stopping it tonight. It doesn't matter. Alright, anyways, later we'll do the top 10 thing and the music thing, and it's like, whatever.
Yep. Alright, so some basic info about Sailor Mercury is her name in the N.A. dub is Amy.
With a Y.
Yeah, with a Y.
Not Y.
Amy Anderson.
Yeah, and N.A. people are resenting is that because I don't feel like every time something from the English dub comes up, we don't feel like saying English, we don't feel like saying North Americans, we're saying N.A., okay? So don't, like, get mad at us. But oh. Anyways. She wants to be a doctor like her mommy.
Oh, how sweet. Her parents are divorced.
She has a rumored IQ of 300. That's a big number.
Yeah, a little bit. her name in Japanese, not Japan.
Whatever.
Is Amy Mizuno.
Her name means friend of water.
Ooh, no wonder her colors are blue.
Her powers have to do with water, I mean, seriously.
Her transformations are
Mercury power!
Mercury star power.
Mercury crystal power.
And some of her attacks are
Shabon spray or bubble blast.
Shabon freezing spray.
Bubble blast freeze. Giant aqua illusion.
Mercury aqua rhapsody.
Mercury has one other attack in the Amy Chan's first Love movie that was only in Japan. Trust me, I've looked. And it was Mercury Aqua Mirage.
Mirage. Right, so, like, her basic info.
About her life and stuff.
Her birthday is September 10th.
Her astrological sign is Virgo.
Her blood type is A.
Her family members are her mother and she's a doctor. And her father, who was a painter, as we learned in some episodes, I don't remember the number.
Her favorite sport is swimming. Again, water.
Her interest includes studying and chess. Favorite color.
Oh, yeah. Her favorite color is blue. Again, like water.
Her favorite class is math. Brainiac.
Yeah. Her least favorite class is none. She likes all classes.
Her favorite food is sandwiches and honey. And does honey, like, even constitute as a food?
I don't know. But her least favorite food is hamachi, whatever that may be.
Probably some type of, like, sushi.
Yeah. My sister loves sushi.
She hopes to go to Greece.
I love cool.
I know, it's cool. Like, that was where my favorite math teacher was from. I love Mr. V.
A small habit is, like, pondering and putting her hand to her mouth.
Okay. I wasn't really fast, but I thought instead of putting her hand in her mouth, that's gross.
I just put my whole fist in
her
mouth.
I really could. That's really cool. She's good at calculating. Big surprise. I mean, she has a little laptop thing that she uses when she's a scout. And she has a visor thing.
She likes smart cats. Like, Luna.
I love Luna. Luna's the best. I have to catch that black cat in my backyard and make her into Luna. Anyway, she dislikes love letters. I wonder why.
Her motto is pure, honest, and beautiful.
And her favorite gemstone is sapphire. Again, with the water. Serious.
Her first stone is a sapphire.
Ooh, mine's opal. Okay. Stop sharpening my pen.
Let's do it.
All right, anyways,
mine's garnet.
Ooh, garnet. You're Sailor Pluto.
Yeah.
Anyways, now we're going to go to Sailor Mars. Okay. Anyways.
to start with some Japanese Japan stuff, I guess.
Looks like her name is Rei Hino, and Rei is spelled R-E-I, not R-A-E or Y-E or whatever. It's spelled really weird in the N-A dumb.
Yeah,
R-A-Y
would be like a ray of sunshine.
Yeah, and then it's like R-E-Y would be like my uncle's first name. Yeah, it's like, so it's like R-A-Y-E in the N-A dub.
Yeah.
So, anyways.
She's a priestess.
Ooh, she can read fire. Ooh, scary.
Her transformations are Mars power.
Mars star power.
Mars crystal power.
Her powers are...
Fire soul.
Fire soul bird.
Burning mandala.
Mars fire sniper. It's so... It's like... that's what it is in, like, the Japanese, but they totally changed it in season 4 for Sailor Moon. It's like, the NA dub, it's not Mars Fire Sniper, it's like Mars Fire Shooter. Now, that sounds, like, retarded. Anyway. I know. Some basic information on Sailor Mars.
The meaning of her name is Spirit / Beauty of Fire.
Her birthday is April 17th.
Her astrological sign is Aries.
Her blood type is AB.
Her family members are her father, who is a statesman, and her grandfather.
Her grandfather is, like, so weird. He's, like, a little bald man that's, like, 3 feet tall.
Aww.
I always feel sympathy for mythological creatures. Anyway.
So her
interests include studying and fortune telling.
Her favorite sports are track and field events.
Her favorite color is red and black. No kidding.
Her favorite class is ancient What kind of class is ancient calligraphy?
They obviously give it at her all-girls school.
Ancient calligraphy, ooh.
Her least favorite class is modern society. Well, yeah, she wears a kimono all the time, or whatever it is. So.
Her favorite food is porgy, also known as pufferfish.
Porgy sounds weird. It sounds like porgy pig.
Yeah, I know. For you Americans out there. Porgy pig.
Anyways, her least favorite food is canned asparagus.
Asparagus comes in a can.
I know, really. I thought it was, like, the whole stock or something. And I hate asparagus. It's like, VeggieTales, your asparagus person scares me.
It's okay sometimes, I think, but...
It has to be, like, cooked the right way. Anyways.
She hopes to go to the deep sea, which is...
It's like, you're surrounded by the deep sea.
Yeah, I know.
Anyways, her fortune tells of tarot cards. Okay, that's a bit weird.
Dog. Tarot cards are four.
I know.
Like a small but like annoying kind of habit, I guess. She looks at people and seems to know their minds.
That's like weird.
That is what tarot cards do.
I know. It's like in something I watched, it's like she probably looked at Usagi and said, she definitely got a boob job. Ha ha ha, funny. And guests and people out there, it's like we're making fun of them. That's because we love them. We don't hate Sailor Moon like some of the Sailor Moon haters out there who, as soon as it was canceled, watched Naruto. Seriously.
Like Sam's brother over there watching Naruto.
I know, but he never got into Sailor Moon because he was a guy. Except,
no,
I knew,
like, three.
I know. Well, yeah, when it was canceled, he was, like, three. So it didn't matter. It's like, we grew up with Sailor Moon. It's like, we played Sailor Moon at recess.
In, like, first grade.
I know. Yeah, like, we had, like, so many people playing. I think, like, I remember one of them was, like, Sailor Leaf.
I don't remember that. Oh, okay.
It was Sailor Leaf.
Wait,
what
was it?
Jackie!
Really? Oh. Alright, so again...
Anyway, she's good at meditation.
Yeah. She likes little women.
She just likes television. Yes, she was on television.
Her motto is men can't be trusted. Wouldn't you have a boy?
No, she has Chad.
Whoa.
Who is some guy who works at the temple for her grandpa. She almost had Darian, except Darian was destined to be with Serena.
And your favorite stone is a ruby.
Okay. We're gonna take a break real quick and go to our silly song, which will premiere next week. It'll most likely be the Mooniest song from MooniCast. So, anyways, thanks MooniCast for borrowing your song. Okay, yeah.
Borrowing your song.
Sick. Here's a Moonie, there's a Moonie, and another episode of Moonie. I don't know the rest of the words. We'll do it next week.
Yay!
Sam can sing, sort of, kinda not. I did choir, shut up. I really just stopped talking to myself. Sailor Jupiter! I love Sailor Jupiter. I don't know why. Probably because I find him very similar to her. I'm tall and I have brown hair, and I usually wear it in ponytail. I know, but it's brown. It's like, again, it's like impossible to have black hair, people.
Alright, so. Her name in Japanese is...
Makoto Kino.
Yeah, Makoto Kino.
I practice it, people, so whoever was making fun of me on the preview, go suck it.
Yes.
Okay, sorry. I had to
pay you. She loves to cook.
She's known as Leah in NAW. That's like the oddest name ever. It's like, no, let's see, what are we going to call her? Let's call her Leah.
Let's call her Leah. Let's call her like an ugly man name. Give her a man voice. Alright, so, yeah, but you all know that she has a man voice. So, the transformations are Jupiter power,
Jupiter star power,
and Jupiter crystal power.
Her powers are
Supreme Thunder,
Dragon,
Sparkling Wide Pressure.
That's like such a weird power, but anyways, Jupiter Oak Evolution. Yes, it is weird because she's like lightning and stuff, but her name, it's like oak. It's just like a tree. It's like, well, we go into this in like more facts, but her name means sincerity of wood, so they were like
sincerity
trying to...
Sincerity of wood.
Sincerity of wood right there.
Right.
So it's sort of like they were trying to like put her like name and put it in with her Sailor Scout form. So you got Oak Evolution.
Right. Her birthday is December 5th.
Her astrological sign is
Sagittarius.
Her blessing ooh.
Her family members are nuns.
Yeah, I found this out. Her parents died in a plane crash.
Oh.
She's like Darian. His parents died in a car accident.
She likes cooking. Poor Serena. Slash Sunny. Slash new Queen Serena. Yeah. Alright.
Anyways, her sports are swimming, ballet, and basketball.
Her favorite color is pink.
Yeah, I had no clue about that.
Yeah, I know.
Anyways, her favorite class is home economics. She's like soggy.
Yeah. And her favorite class is physics. Like,
I know. It's like they're perfect. She's like the perfect best friend for those two. Anyways, her favorite food is cherry pie and some biscuits. Isn't that like a flower?
I don't know. I know what you're thinking of, but it's not hibiscus.
Oh,
okay. Like, I know what you're thinking of.
It's like a flower, the Hawaiian shirt.
No.
I don't remember what it's called.
I'll tell you later.
It's like some Hawaiian flower.
My favorite food is none.
She wants to go to Rome. I love Rome. I've never been, but my aunt went, and she sent me pictures.
She does flower fortune telling.
That's, like, weird. Her small head is stuttering.
And you can see that we do sometimes.
Yes, but we're having fun doing this, so leave us alone.
Her hobby is bargaining.
She likes tropical fish.
She just likes planes.
I can see why. Her favorite stone is emerald. Hello. Her color is green. Hello.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah. Yeah, well, we're just gonna skip that.
Yeah.
Okay, now we're gonna go do Sailor Venus.
Yeah, and... Yeah, alright,
so, some
facts about her. Her N.A. dub name is Nina.
She has a guardian cat named Artemis. She falls in love with Luna.
She was Sailor V in England. And he made fun of her for trying to look like Sailor V, but she really was.
I know. It's like, hello. It's hello. Let me seriously. I've seen pictures of her dressed as a Sailor V, and it looks like she's like a Sailor Moon wannabe. Or a Sailor Moon wannabe of Sailor V. Something that ponders my mind. Anyways, her Japanese name is Minako Amino.
Yeah. She was thought to have died in an explosion in England.
I watched the episode. It's, like, so sad. She's, like, so deep. It's so deep. It's, like, her best friend comes from England to visit her in Tokyo. It's, like, aww. It's, like, you still care. You know that she's alive.
She was the last sentry to be found in Japan, but it's first to be found at all since she was found in, like,
yeah, and she's the leader of the inner sentry.
You know, kind of things like Sailor Moon is.
I know. Well, Sailor Moon's supposed to be, but... She's, like, the leader of all the Sailor Scouts. For some reason, like, though, they said that Sailor Venus was in Season 5. It's, like, Pluto's just, like, you have to stay alive because you're the leader of the inner sentry. It's, like, they don't know what to do without you. It's, like, okay, that's weird. It's, like, the Mars acts like it sometimes.
Yeah.
So it's, like, bossy little Mars.
Yeah. Transformation... Yeah. Her transformations are Venus power,
Venus star power,
and Venus crystal power.
Her attacks are Crescent beam shower,
Venus love me chain,
which is the same thing as Venus love chain and circle or whatever. It's just a Japanese name for it. And then her superpower is Venus Love and Beauty Shock.
Mm-hmm.
And what? Her name means...
Her name means Beautiful Child of Love.
Her birthday is October 22nd. Yay, she's near me.
She's a Libra also.
Me too. I'm a Libra. Her family members are her father and mother, who is a dedicated housewife. The first time I read that, I'm like,
Dedicated housewife?
No, I actually thought something else. So I said dictating housewife. That's what I thought. Her
interest in playing games.
She was very good at volleyball. Anyways. Her favorite class is gym. Oh, I totally skipped one.
Yeah. Well, she loves all sports.
Her favorite colors are red and yellow.
Her least favorite class is anything not gym.
Her favorite food is cold noodles, curry, and spaghetti. Very odd.
Yeah, I know.
It's like weird.
Her least favorite food is shiitake mushrooms.
It's a great way to get out of a square.
Yeah, I know.
She hopes to go inside a space shuttle. It's strange.
Random.
Because she can, like, teleport there anytime she wants.
Yeah. She fortune tells hard money.
Okay, that's a bit strange. I don't understand. I thought I'm slow sometimes, but I think nobody understands that. Anyways, she's a small habit. She becomes jealous of things and has a fit.
She's good at cheating others, which is pretty bad. If you're going to be a leader, you have to cheat.
I know, but it's probably the same thing like Isagi does. She, like, cries to get what she wants.
Yeah.
She
would cry anyway.
She gets annoyed at things, or she likes to get annoyed at things.
Yeah. She dislikes Mama and the police.
Okay, I don't understand. Her motto is, when you fall down, pretend nothing happened and get back up.
Alright, and now we're going to have a Japanese Sailor Moon
thing, but we're going to skip that for today because we have to start wrapping up.
So
we're going to go to the top 10.
Yep. Alright.
And it's the top 10 Sailor Moon fanfics that I got off this website while searching on Google Images for pictures of Sailor Moon and Usagi and Mamoru. And, anyways.
The fanfic of Sailor Moon is going from best, from worst to best.
Well, they're okay. Like, they're not the worst. The worst one is, like, chapter one, hair. Okay. Trust me, it's, like, really bad.
But, yeah.
Anyways.
So, from worst to best, though.
Yep.
Alright, so number 10 is...
Short skirt.
Number 9,
addiction.
Number 8,
desire.
Number 7,
Valentine.
Number 6,
Sweet 16.
Number 5,
Rain at Midnight.
Number 4,
Kiss.
Number 3,
Button.
Number 2,
Ice Cream.
Number 1,
Lightning. Lightning is extremely passionate and that's why it's number 1. I love lightning. Okay, anyways, we have to start wrapping up. So, in the name of the moon, we will punish you. You can email us at sailorpodcast@yahoo.com or leave a comment on the Podomatic thing. We will inform you when we are on iTunes. Until then, you can just download or whatever.
When we get on iTunes, we're going to have a really big party.
I know. Like... Oh, yeah, and I want to try and get him to do this. We're going to try to get our friend to join this.
Probably won't.
He probably won't because he doesn't care about Sailor Moon.
All right, don't count on it. All right.